Aaron, we appreciate that, and I thought the choir was great, don't you? I think they should maybe make a record for us sometime.
今天早上的赞美真是好 ，Caleb 跟Karen 他们姐妹兄妹两个人一起带领我们赞美，实在是很美。这年轻人的诗班也非常好听，希望有一天他们能够做一个录音给我们。
I am very pleased to be here again, and I've been privileged.To work with your young people, your young adults in this church.
我今天早上很荣幸又能够再一次到你们中间来。在过去一段时间，我一直在服侍你们的年轻人。
And I believe these are some of the sharpest young people I've ever met.
我相信我所认的这你们教会这些年轻人是我认得的最聪明的。
Now, you are to be commended as parents. You've done a wonderful job.With these young adults,
你们做父母的也应该感到骄傲，因为你们抚养了这一群孩子。
I had a friend who was an elder in a church back in North Carolina.
在我有个朋友在北卡，他是教会里面的长老。
And he had an expression that I've never forgotten.
他有一个讲的一句话，我永远不能忘记。
And the expression is, "Our future is behind us."
他说我们的前途是在我们后面。
He sounded almost wise enough to be Chinese, but he wasn't.
他讲了真是很智慧的一句话，实在是应该是中国人，不过他不是的。
And if that is true, that your future is behind you, then this church has a very bright future.
如果这句话是真的话，你们前面的前景就是在我们的后面。因此你们教会是前途无量的。
We get together on the second and the third Sunday and we study the Word of God.
每个主日每个第二第三个主日我们在一起读神的话语。
We don't really talk too much about the weather, we just study the Word.
我们很少谈到天气，我们就是开始就读神的话。
Right now we're talking about carnal Christians and those that are filled with the Spirit.
我们在这边现在谈到说一般的信徒和那些被圣灵充满的。
And it's been a good study.
是我们学得很好。
And I want to give two more thanks, please.
我现在还要感谢两件事情感谢。
Special thanks to Pastor King and his family. They've become my friends and enjoyed so much. Karen and Caleb and Pastor King, you are...So blessed in Mrs. King with a wonderful family and a wonderful pastor.
我在这里首先要谢谢我们金牧师全家，他们是非常的对我非常的照顾。然后他两个孩子，我也非常喜欢跟他们在一起有交通。
And then I also want to say thanks to Terry.
我同样也要谢谢 Terry.
She has a very hard job.
我有一个比较困难的工作。
Because I print out.I print out one set of notes.
因为他今天难得这个印了他的奖章。
And then came with another set.
然后今天早上跟我讲，他要用不同的东西。
So you need to pray for her.
所以你们需要为我祷告。
And you need to pray for me.
也需要为David 祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, you have been present in this place this morning.
主耶稣，你今天早上真在我们中间。
And we give you praise for that. We have sensed your presence.
我们感谢你，我们真是感觉到你在我们中间。
Father, we want to exalt you in the word this morning. We've sung, "He is exalted, He is exalted." Father, we want to exalt you today.
主啊，今天当我们唱你被尊荣的时候，我们真是要把你尊到最大。
We want you to get all the glory this morning in the message.
我们真是要你在所有的话语里面都得到荣耀。
We do not want to be a church that's ignorant of the word of God.
主啊，我们不希望成为一个只是在话语上自大的教会。
This is the word that comes from you.
因为这些话是从你而来。
It's come straight to us.
然后直接到我们心里面。
And Father, whether we're from Africa, whether we're from China, whether we're from America, Father, this word speaks to us today.
主啊，今天你的话向我们说话，不论我们是从非洲来、从中国来、从美国来，你都向我们说话。
And so, Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable to you.
主啊，今天我真的求你，我口中的话语、心中的思念，全都蒙你纪念。
Amen. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
I want to talk to you this morning about the concept of spiritual strongholds.
今天早上我是要向你们分享在属灵上的坚固营垒。
I want to speak the idea of a fort.
我今天向你们讲到一个城堡。
Or a fortress.
或者一个是堡垒。
And the idea that in the book of Joshua, we have Israel that wants to move into the promised land.
因为我们在约书亚记中我们读到说神要领这些以色列人进到应许之地。
And in the Bible and many Bible teachers think of the promised land as something like the Christian life.
很多人在认为说这个迦南美地就好像是在圣经中应许的基督徒的地方一样。
But in order to occupy and possess the promised land, Israel had to deal with a stronghold.
但是当以色列人要进入这些应许之地，他们必须要向要来征战这些城堡。
That stronghold was a fort, a city, a walled city called Jericho.
这个坚固的城堡就是我们知道的耶利哥城。
Now I've taken some pictures and just give us the first one here, and this of some stronghold or medieval kinds of walled cities.This is what Jericho probably looked like to the Israelites as they moved in to the promised land. What do you see when you see this? Oh, sorry.
我给这张照片给你们看的，就很，我们可以用想象来想到，这是中古世纪的城堡，也许耶利哥城就是那个样子。
What do you see when you see this picture? Anybody give me an answer? What are some of the things that you see in this picture?
在你们看到这个图片的时候，你们心中有些什么想印象？有人可以告诉我吗
？Surrounded by water.
Okay, you got some water here. There's a river that's protecting the city, right? So if you're going to attack the city, you have to cross the river.
我们这你可以看到说在这个城堡外面有河如果你要攻占这个城堡你必须要经过这个跨越这条河
What else do you see?
然后你们还看到些什么
Say again? It's on a hill, yes It's set on a hill
这个城是在山上的
So if you're going to attack you've got to cross the river and then you've got to fight uphill very hard
如果你们今天要去攻占这个城堡，你们必须要跨河，然后爬到山顶上，然后才能够攻占这个。
Try the next slide. Let's look at the next slide. This is a fort that was a Spanish fort down in Florida. Now,
这个城堡是西班牙式的城堡，是在佛罗里达地方。
What do you see over here?
你们这边看到什么？
看到水，看到海。
所以你们到佛罗里达，你们会去海边。
And so you see your big old rifles, big guns, behind the walls. You see very thick walls. It's almost an impregnable fort because you can attack any wooden ship from this position.
所以你可以看到说，当如果有人来攻打的时候，在这个里面的枪弹可以打到这些攻者船只来。
Now, if you were trying to invade Florida.This was before all the Northerners and Yankees bought property in Florida. It's a long time ago. If you were going to invade Florida, you couldn't go around this fort, could you?
所以如果说你们要来攻打佛罗里达的时候，你实在不能从它背后进来。
Because what would happen if you decided as an army, say, we're not going to attack this fort, it's too difficult, we have wooden ships, they have these big guns, they'll knock our ships,out of the water, so we'll just go around it.
所以当你要来攻打这个城的时候，你不能说我们的船是木头造的，他们有很坚固的枪弹，所以我们没有办法攻占，我们就从它后面过来。
What would happen if your armies decided not to attack it, but went around it? What would happen to you in a couple of days or a couple of months?
如果说你的军队决定说要从后面攻占，那几个礼拜以后或几天以后会发生什么事呢？
Again, for you, they're going to get out of the fort and come and attack you.
所以他们这个情形之下，他们里面的城里的人就会转过来攻打你们。
So you have to attack the stronghold that's in the land if you're an army and you want victory.
如果说你是军队里面的话，你要宣告胜利，你一定要占领这个城堡。
Let's try the next slide.
What do you notice about this one? This fort is quite amazing. French one.
你可以看到这个法国的城堡实在是很高大。
How would you feel? Just pretend.
你们会怎感觉这个怎么样？
You're an Israeli, a little Jewish soldier.
如果你们是以色列人，是矮矮小小的。
You're short.
非常矮小。
You've been in the desert for 40 years.
你在沙漠中已经40年了。
Moses, the leader, has died.
那你们的领袖摩西已经死掉。
There's this new guy called Joshua.
这个你们新的领袖叫做约书亚。
And he says we're going to go into and we're going to attack this.
如果他跟你讲说我们要来攻占这个城堡。
All of a sudden you say I want to go home.
你恐怕说我想回家了。我要回中国去。
I mean, this is impossible, isn't it?
这好像
All you have are rocks and bows and arrows.
这好像实在不可能，因为你的武器只不过是一些石头，一个弓箭而已。
This Chateau d'Agir is known for its thick walls.
因为这个城堡它有名的就是它的城墙非常厚。
Like the city of Jericho.
就像耶利哥城一样。
So we talk about the city of Jericho. I want you to think of something like this.
当我们谈到耶利哥城的时候，请你们用想象想到这个城墙就是这个样。
Let's try the next one. Now, I don't know if this is very clear, but if you remember your World War II, France thought it would be safe behind what? This is a question. If you get this right, you get a free cup of green tea. What did France want to be protected by?
这是世界的第二次世界大战时候，法国的军队他在那边躲在后面。这是什么城？
What is it? Maginot Line. Give that man some green tea. It's a little like the Great Wall of China, isn't it?
哦，它这个城墙好像很像中国的长城一样。
The Great Wall was designed to protect everything inside the wall and to keep people outside.
因为长城建筑起来就是要保护城里面的人抵抗外面的侵侮。
And of course, what happened is what made this obsolete was what?The Germans decided to go drive right around it.
所以，当这个城墙在那边的时候，德国人决定从这个城墙就转过去。
And Germany invaded France by going around the fort. It just ignored it and then attacked it another one.
所以，德国那时候很聪明，他就不攻打这个城墙，他就到别的地方去了，攻打别的地方。
Now I want you to understand what it is, what we're talking about when we talk about strongholds. And my brothers and sisters, will you turn to Ephesians chapter 6?
我像今天要跟你们更讲清楚这坚固城堡，现在请你们翻到以弗所书第六章。
And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This Christian life that we are involved in, being called to follow Jesus Christ, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
因为我们今天我们基督徒被呼召出来，并不是跟血属气的征战，而是与空中执政掌权的征战。
Against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world.
因为我们是跟这个幽暗世界的天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
跟那天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Satan is building into people strongholds.
我们知道撒旦是要让人心里面有一些坚固的营垒。
Patterns of thought.
让我们的想法有些特别。
Sins that we do over and over again.
有些罪我们每天都在犯。
Areas in our life that we haven't had any victory.
有些地在我们生命里面有些地方我们从来不能得胜。
Let me tell you a little story. I was at the AMP store the other night.
我跟你们分享一个小故事。那一天我在 AMP 超级市场。
And there was a little boy like this.
有一个小男孩。
About maybe 2 years old.
好像两岁的样子。
And his sister was there, and the mother was with him.
他妈妈他姐姐在那里，他妈妈也在那儿。
And the mother said, "Let's get back in the car. Let's go home."
那个妈妈跟他讲说，那我们回家，我们回家里面去。
And this boy was screaming at the top of his lungs.
可是这个小男孩用了他全部力量在那边吼叫。
Mothers, you know what happens when they're like this, and they arch their back. You know,
所以你们妈妈都知道他那个样子。
And of course the mother said, oh, be quiet.
可是妈妈就跟他讲说安静安静。
And she's trying to give him something, some food, get in the car, please be quiet.
所以姐姐就在那边想安抚他，让他进车子回家。
He wasn't hurt.
可是他并没有，他也没有受伤。
He wasn't bleeding.
他也没流血。
It was no problem with him.
所以他没有什么问题。
He had a temper.
但是他有些脾气。
And at 2 years old, he was exerting his temper.
可是这两岁的小孩，他却把他的脾气发挥到极大。
And all the adults in his life were serving him.
所以旁边的这些大人都在那边想服侍
他。He was beginning to build the stronghold of temper. I can get my way. If I lose my temper, all these big people will do what I want. So I'll keep losing my temper.
所以他正在用他的脾气造成一个坚固的营垒，因为他知道，只要他发脾气，旁边这些人都会来豁着他。
And at 2 years old, he was beginning to build a stronghold.
所以这两岁的小孩就在那里已经经营建造他自己的坚固
情况。Unless God deals with him,
除非神来改变他。
I hate to think of what he's going to be at 18 years old.
所以我真的是不知道他长大18岁以后会什么样子。
So he's building a stronghold. He's building something, and we wrestle against these kinds of powers.
所以常常在这我们这个小孩子，我们就知道说他在那边建造他自己坚固营垒，因此我们也知道在我们身上是如何。
The next verse I want you to look at is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5.
我要来再看您《哥林多后书》十章三到五节。
And Paul says this: We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal; they're not fleshly. When we're fighting as Christians, we're not fighting against each other or the system. We're fighting somewhere in here.
因《哥林多书》后书。十章三到五节说，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
We're pulling down strongholds.
我们把那个营垒在攻破。
We're casting down arguments at every high thing that exists in my life against God.
我们就把样各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破。
And I didn't spell this right, but we're bringing every thought into captivity.
我们把人所有的心意夺回，是。
Now, do you understand then what a stronghold is? We're talking about when we talk about strongholds.
所以当我们在讲这个坚固营垒的时候，你们知道这个坚固营垒的意思是什么
？In Numbers chapter 13, The writer Moses talks about as they go into the promised land. Numbers chapter, it is not on here. Numbers chapter 13. I'll just read it to you. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. And he said to them, go up this way to the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like. Numbers 13:17.
在民数记十三章十七节到十九节，是这样讲的：摩西打发他们去窥探迦南地，说：“你们从南地上山地去，看那地如何，其中所住的民是强是弱，是多是少。”
And whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, and whether the cities they inhabited are like camps.Or strongholds.
然后看到第十九节说，看他所住之地是好是歹，所住之处是营盘是坚城。
So Moses was worried as he took this nation of Israel from the desert, and he was going to take them into the land of Canaan. He wanted to know if people lived in huts or where they lived behind walled cities.
当摩西要带 这一路上带出来的以色列这么多人到进入迦南应许之地的时候，他想要知道说那个地方是好是歹，是他们人住的地方是一个营盘还是一个坚城。
Now before we look at Joshua chapter 6, I want you to think a little bit about a stronghold.
我在我们念约书亚记第六章的时候，我要你们思想一下什么叫坚固营垒。
And go to the next slide then, okay? I want you to ask yourself, think about these observations about strongholds. Number one, a stronghold has existed for a long period of time.
我要你们想想看，这个营垒，坚固的营垒，通常就是已经存在很多年了。
If you're thinking about whether or not you have a stronghold or not, ask yourself the question, is this the area that I sin repeatedly in this same area?
因为这个坚固的营垒通常都是留在那边存留很久的。我要你们想想看，在你们身上有哪些地方是这么多年来你经常犯罪不能克服的？
I will share with you something.
我要跟你们分享一些。
I probably worry way too much.
我也许常常是忧虑太多。
I worry whether I can work the slides, how Terry will understand me, whether you'll understand what I'm saying.
因为我现在常常担心说我可不可以用这个幻灯片，然后 Terry 了不了解，或你们会看不看得清楚。
I worry about losing my hair.
我很担心我头发掉。
Anxiety is an area where I worry. It's an area of my life. It's a stronghold.
常常那个恐惧担心就是成为我一个弱点，是一个非常坚固的东西。
I probably worry a lot last week over different things.
也许上个礼拜我担心了许多的事情。
I don't have a stronghold for stealing, I don't think.
我知道我自己没有一个那个偷窃的那种习惯，因为。
I've never been in the Garden State Plaza andtook something and walked out with it. Just never done it.
我从来没有这个好像到那个到买东西的地方拿了东西走出去一样。
So when you focus on whether or not you have a stronghold, think of the area in which you sin repeatedly.
所以当你们想到这个坚固营垒的时候，想到一些事情是你们经常犯错的。
I've never been tempted to shoot anybody.
我从来也没想到要去杀用枪杀人。
I've been tempted to be angry.
可是我常常会生气。
Okay, so you understand what a stronghold is? It's the area in which you sin repeatedly.
所以这坚固营垒就是一个地方，你常常会犯罪，你常常会去犯这个错的。
The stronghold repeatedly, this is the third point, the stronghold repeatedly overpowers the person and creates hopelessness. It's sort of like you're going along okay, and here comes this sin, and it attacks you again, and you say, oh no, I can't believe it, I did it again.
这个坚固的营垒就常常在我们心里面，常常就是控制我们，使我们，就算我们不愿意，我们也就常去犯罪。
How many of you men have ever said, I'm never going to lose my temper again? That was the last time I'm ever going to lose my temper.
所以你们中间有多少人常说，这是我最后一次生气，我从今以后再也不会生气。
And, I probably said that a couple of times, more than once. The other day, coming home from work, I was listening to a tape, I was listening to a sermon. It was in the Word.
所以上个礼拜我回家，我自己知道，我就常常这样讲。上个礼拜我回家的时候，我在开车，我就听一个讲章，这是在神的话里面。
And I was just driving along very comfortably listening to the scripture.
我在那边很享受开车，一面听神的话。
And all of a sudden, somebody cut me right off and cut in my place.
所以突然间有一个人就开到我前面，就是。
And guess what happened?
你们知道什么事情发生？我就很生气。
I got angry.And all of a sudden, I was defeated. I was just in the Word. I was just being very calm. And all of a sudden, out of that stronghold, I was attacked. It overpowers you. And then what happens after this happens? You feel awful. You feel guilty. You say, oh, I still have this area I have to work on.
所以当我在这个受到这样的打击的时候，我生了气，我是心里非常懊恼，因为我觉得我又被这个我自己的生气打败了。
Now, stronghold has many intellectual and emotional defenses.
因为在这个营垒这一方面，有许多在文化上的跟情感上的这种不。
We would call these excuses.
我们叫这个叫借口。
If you go to a therapist, you call them rationalizations.
当我们到那个心理医生那边的时候，他会说你，我们让我们一个来解决。
Well, I do this because my mother did this.
因为我们常就有借口说，我这样做是因为我妈妈是这样做。
I do this because it's okay for the Chinese to do this.
我可以说哦，因为我们中国人都是这样做。
I do this because I'm an American.
我说因为我是美国人，所以我就是这样做。
And so we defend ourselves intellectually and emotionally.How many of you ever use this phrase, I can't help it?
所以我们常常用很多事情来就用做借口，说我受的教育不是这个样子。
You are defending the presence of a stronghold.
所以我们常常为我们这种做常常犯错我们 来有借口来保卫
and the strongholds that are in my life and in your life are actively opposed to my total commitment to Jesus Christ
但是这些在我们生命中这些营垒却常常使我们违背了我们向神所做的
意思 You cannot make peace with the stronghold.
我们对这样子的坚固营垒我们不能有和平共存
Okay, let's go to the next slide. Let's look at some other things. Here may be some strongholds. I thought about this as I was preparing for our lesson.
我在这边准备了一些就是在我们身上可能有的坚固营垒
You may have a stronghold that you think your life is going to be okay if you have some money. How much money? Just a little more.
在我们生命中，我们常觉得说，我的生活会好一点。如果我有一些钱的话，那这个钱是多少呢？只要再多一点点就好了。
There's nothing wrong with money.
这钱并没有错。
But if I'm trusting that for my welfare, for my happiness, for the fact that I could be a good husband.Or a better wife, or a better student, if I had more money, that's a stronghold.
如果说我认为，有了钱以后，我可以成为一个比较好一点的先生，或者是比较好的太太，我的希望全部放在这个钱身上，那钱就成为我的坚固营垒。
Here's another stronghold. I went to the best schools.
这另外一个就是说，我的学校是最好的学校。
And my brother over here, tell me your name again, from Duke.
Mindy.
Yeah, he went to Duke, and my son went to Duke, and that's a very good school.
就好像我们这边那个弟兄他去了是 Duke 大学，我就觉得说我去过 Duke， 然后我儿子也去 Duke， 所以我们这 Duke 是最好的。
We tend to brag about the schools we went to.
所以我们常常以我们去的学校来成为骄傲。
We have cultural strongholds.
所以我们也有文化上的这个骄傲。
There's some cultures that sin in certain ways, and some cultures that sin in other ways. And we say, well, I'm not like this, but we fail to recognize that we're sinning in another way.
所以我们常常看到别人的文化里面有些犯罪，我们说，他们这个是不好的，可是我们却没有看到我们自己的文化里面有一些犯罪的事情，这也是我们的坚固营垒。
The fourth area is there are family patterns of sinning. Some sins.Pass from generation to generation to generation.
所以有些我们可以看到，在家庭里面一代一代传下来一些在某些方面的犯罪。
If your father always slammed the door and walked out of the house, then you're going to slam the door and walk out of the house.
如果你的爸爸常常是怒气冲冲的把门一甩就走出去，你也可能做这个事情。
If your mother always yelled at your father, this doesn't happen in Chinese homes, but if your mother always yelled at your father, then you as a daughter have learned to yell at your new husband.
所以我相信这在中国。家庭不会发生。不过，如果说是你的妈妈常常对着你的爸爸大吼，但有一天你也会对着你的先生这样大吼。
You have to translate everything.
I did.
Or what about this listening to echoes?
对，我们可以听到那个回音。
You know, I'm no good. I'm just not good enough.To go to college.
我们常常听到好像就常常那个声音告诉我们说你实在是很差劲的你不能去大学
Are not good enough to go to this college.
或者说你实在是你还没有好到那个地步可以去到那个好的大学去
How many of us have the echo when some teacher said to us you're never going to amount to anything when a teacher said to us you're never going to amount to anything
所以如果说有的老师常常跟我们讲说你根本不能达到这样子的事情的时候，是不是这个事情一直都在你的耳边
？I'll tell you a story. This is true story.
我来跟你们分享个故事。
I think all my stories are true. This one. There's a man in Ridgewood who's given away a lot of money, and he's helped me where I work.
在那个 Ridgewood 有一个人，他给了很多的钱来帮助很多的事情。
And he just gave $5 million to a high school that he went to up in Massachusetts.
他最近给了500万，给在那个麻州他的高中，他去的高中。
And he told, when he went to deliver this check and he was honored for giving them this $5 million.
当他去亲自交给他们的时候，他们就给他一个会，就是感谢他。
They pulled his file out and his teacher had written, David should probably not go to college, he'll not amount to anything.
所以他们就把他那个，因为要给他一个尊荣，他们就把他的那个卷宗拿出来。那里面写的，他的老师写说，这个 David 呢，他可能不能去学校，因为他绝对是做不到任何，不能做任何事情都做不成功的。
That's an echo that plays back in our minds.
所以这个东西就是常常在我们心里面回想，如果人家对我们有负面的东西。
And finally, here's another stronghold. I just can't help it.
这个最后我讲一个，就是我们常常说我没有办法做得到，我没有办法。
All right, now let's turn to Joshua chapter 6.
那我们来看约书亚书。
That's a very long introduction.
第六章。
And you can move to the next slide, okay?
第六章
Joshua chapter 6.
约书亚第六章
Let's just read this together. Joshua 6:1. And Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out and no one came in.
第一节说耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。
And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand.
耶和华告诉约书亚说，看到我已经把耶利哥城交在你的手中。
With its king and its valiant warriors, and you shall march around the city, all the men of the war circling once, you shall do so for 6 days.
他说把耶利哥的王并大人的勇士都交在你手中，你们一切兵丁要围绕这城。一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。
And the seven priests shall carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark, and on the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpet.
七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到第七日，你们要绕城7次，祭司也要吹角。
And it shall be when they make the long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, every man straight ahead.
第五节他说，他们吹的角声拖长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。
Now I want you to imagine something.
我要你们想一想。
Just go back to one of those earlier pictures with those big cities with the thick walls.
你们可以回想刚刚我们看的那些图片，关于那些城堡的事。
And your great leader, the leader that led you out of Egypt, the leader that defeated Pharaoh.
所以你可以想到说，这个你是一个很伟大的领袖，你带了以色列人出埃及，出了这么多年，征战了许多。
He's dead.
可是那个征战的领袖死掉。
Moses is dead.
摩西死了。
And all of a sudden, you have this new leader.
突然间你这个新的领袖告诉你。
And he gathers the army together and you can see off in the distance this big walled city.
所以当他召集这些军队的时候，你远远可以观望到这个坚固的城堡。
And you're just a little Jewish soldier.
那你就是一个小小的以色列士兵。
And he gathers all the soldiers together and you're waiting because you know that you have to attack Jericho.
所以当约书亚召集这些士兵来的时候，你知道你必须要去攻打耶利哥城。
And you're hoping that God is going to send down fire from heaven. He's going to give you a Panzer tank or Abrams tank, maybe long-range artillery.
所以
It wasn't in the notes.
所以当你想到这，你就想说神会降天兵天降下来帮助我。
And you're waiting to hear from your new commander.
所以你就在那边等着你的新的领袖来给命令。
And you enter into the room, and Joshua says, "Here's the battle plan."
所以当你进去的时候，约书亚跟你讲说，这个是我们作战计划。
And you get on the edge of your chairs, and you're saying, "All right, we're ready to go. What is he going to do? Fire from heaven?"
这你就准备好了，你就坐在那边，就是等着约书亚给你这个这么好的战争计划，你们要来怎么攻打
He said, I want the priests to go first. And you say, that's cool, that's great. They walked into the Red Sea first. Let the priests die first.
他说我要祭司走在前面。你心里想，不错，因为我们出红海的时候，祭司也是先走在前面。那现在祭司可以先死。
And you're sort of looking around for new spears or something like that, new shields.
所以你看看房间里面，你觉得应该有新的矛、新的枪在那边。
And he says, now, every one of you, all of you, your husbands, your wives, you're going to walk around the city on Monday. One time.
耶稣要跟你讲说，所有的人，包括大人、小孩、男的、女的，你们要绕耶利哥城走一圈。礼拜一的时候。
You start to scratch your head and say,
就抓他头。
We're not to say anything. You don't say a word. You're going to do it on Tuesday.
他说你们不能讲一句话，礼拜二也是要这样做。
You do it on Wednesday.
礼拜三也是如此。
You do it on Thursday.
礼拜四也是如此。
And on the seventh day, you're going to do it seven times, and at the end of that, you're going to shout.
当第七天的时候，你要走绕城七圈，然后你最后要大声喊叫。
And you punch the guy next to you. Is there any way we can get another leader?
所以你就推隔壁的人说，我们是不是应该换个领袖啊？
And there is no other way to bring down the walls of Jericho except through faith in God, who can bring down this mighty fortress.
因为我们知道是没有一个武力可以攻占这个坚固的耶利哥城堡，除了神给我们的，靠着神给我们的力量。
There are times when Israel fought and they had to march and they had to throw spears and they had to stab people, but not this time.
很多时候神要以色列人去征战，他们要跑，他们要用枪来杀人。可是这一次，他们却不需要，神叫他们不要。
Look at verse 12 of Joshua chapter 6.
让我们来看十二节。
And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took with them the ark of the Lord, and the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets of ram's horns went before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the rear guard came up after the ark of the Lord while they continued to blow the trumpets. They did it on the second day, verse 14, I'll stop in a second, and on the seventh day they got up and they marched around it seven times.
在十二、十三、十四节说，约书亚清早起来，祭司又抬起耶和华的约柜，七个祭司拿七个羊角，在耶和华的约柜前时常行走吹角，带兵器的在他们前面走，后队随着耶和华的约柜行，祭司一面走一面吹。第二日，众人把城绕了一次，就回营里去，六日都是如此行。
And it came about on the seventh day, verse 16, that when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said to the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you this city.
到十六节的时候，到了第七次祭司吹角的时候，约书亚吩咐百姓说，呼喊吧，因为耶和华已经把城交给你们了。
Can we have the next slide, please? Let's talk about the keys for victory to us.
我今天我们现在来谈的说我们得胜的钥匙是什么
As we deal with our strongholds of sin
当我们像对着我们罪的这个城堡坚固城堡的时候我们怎么来应付
Remember the first verse I gave you was Ephesians chapter 6 where Paul says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood
因为我想你们还记得我们在以弗所书第六章十二讲说十二节说我们不是像血气的征战
Your problem, my problem is not my school, it's not my parents, it's not my sister or my brother
我们的问题不在我们学校不在我们的父母不在我们的兄弟姐妹
When I'm dealing with a stronghold, I'm dealing with sin that is built up in my life
当我们在我们心中的营垒我们的营垒来征战的时候是向我们心中的罪来征战
We need, the first thing is to have acareful and brutal honesty about reality.
当我们在得胜之第一要点就是我们要向我们自己的罪这种真实的我们要有一个
There really is a Jericho.
诚实面对
There in the land of Canaan.
因为实在是有一个耶利哥是在迦南地的
I really do have problems with this kind of sin.
我要自己面对说我真是有这样的罪在我里面
Now, if I may say this, please, and I hope you understand how I'm trying to say this to you.
我希望你们知道我是怎么样来讲这件事。
Generally, when in a church like this, when somebody says, I've got a problem with the stronghold of gossip, materialism,
所以我想我跟你们讲说，像这样在教会里面，我们常常会有人说，他对这种传闲言，或者是说属物质上的追求，我有很大的这个难处。
And I don't have a problem with gossip.
我并没有。
What do I do then? I immediately judge the person who said I have a stronghold.
所以可是我并不是说要来讲人家闲话，我只是说这个人有一些难处，有些成垒。
When we judge each other, when we're brutally honest with each other, we keep others from dealing with serious issues in their life.
但是当我们这样子跟人家诚实的去讲这些事情的时候，我们实在是伤害到这个人，让他在这方面有难处。
Your stronghold of sin is not my stronghold of sin.
因为你在你身上的那个罪，并不见得是我身上的难处，也不见得是别他的。
And it's not Pastor King's stronghold of sin.
也不是金牧师的。
And it's not Terry's stronghold of sin.
也不是他的。
But I can't just because she has one that I don't have.I can't judge her for that, and she can't judge me for the one that I have.
如果说她有的，我没有的，我不能因此来论断她。我也不能，我有的，她也不能来论断我。
The second key to victory over stronghold is in careful obedience to deal with the reality.
所以在第二点就是说，我们非要小心的来向着我们这样子的真实来来行。
Joshua chapter 1.
在约书亚第一章。
Verses 7 and 8. You don't have this one.
It's okay. 第一章七到八节。
Joshua 1, verses 7 and 8. Consistent obedience to the word is the key to destroying the stronghold.
所以讲到我们要真实面对，我们要向神真的是服从。
God says to Joshua,Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Listen to this. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you might have success in wherever you go.
所以我们要战胜我们的营垒的时候，就看着约书亚书，约书亚记一章第七节说，只要刚强，大大壮胆。谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
God is asking for us to have careful zero tolerance with reference to obedience. There are no exceptions to the things that we are to obey with the Scripture.
所以神要我们真的是在遵行他的话上要谨守，绝对不能偏离。
You know, it would have been easy for Joshua to say to the men, now listen, some of us are going to do a parade around Jericho, but what I want you guys to do is drill a tunnel underneath.
所以真的对约书亚来说，他可以这样讲说，好吧，我们就兵分两路，一路就是围城，一路就是去挖个隧道进去。
Careful obedience, no deviation to the right or to the left, means that we're on target.
所以我们要讲说，我们一定要谨守神的律法，不可以偏离左右。就是不论怎么样，他就是抓住那个目标。
And I was gonna, well, I'm gonna do this anyway, just for the fun of it. I love these little laser pointers. If I want to send a missile to the moon, I have to be on target, okay?
我让我来用这个 laser 的。东西来弄。如果说我们今天要送一个火箭到月球上去，我们一定要有一个目标在那里。
Now for this illustration to be off by a few inches, it really doesn't matter, okay?
如果说像现在这样，我如果说偏差一点点是没有什么关系。
But if I extend this out for 20 miles, 30 miles, 100,000 miles, I will miss my target.
你们这样看，如果说我只是偏离一点点的轨道，这样子距离还可以。可是如果一直延伸到二三十里以外，我就完全 离开了我的。
And one of the things I love working with your young people is they're just starting. They've just been launched.
我很喜欢跟年轻人在我服侍年轻人，因为他们才是刚刚开始。
And if we keep a laser-like precision on the direction that we're going, we'll hit our target.
如果说我们为他们就设定一个目标，我们就向着这个目标前行，我们一定可以达到这个目标。
How many of us feel like older people? There are times in which we said, "Oh, I wish I'd been obedient 10 years ago. I wish I'd been obedient 20 years ago."
有多少次你们可以听到年长的说，他们很希望说，当初年二三十年前，如果他们就能够抓住这个神的听话，听神的话，抓住。
And we missed the target. We missed the target.
所以到今天，我们离开了我们的目标。
Here's another one, verse 8.
在第八节。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and be careful.
这律法书上不可，律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写一句话。
The second key for the third key for victory is consecration, is total commitment. And the night before Joshua goes out, he meets the Lord and he sees the Lord and he says, "Who are you?"
第三点，我们可以得胜，就是说，约书亚他紧紧抓住神的应许，他在攻城的前一天，他遇到神，他问神说：“这你问那个神人说你是谁？”
Now, if you look at verse 15 in Joshua chapter 5, you'll find something I think is very, very interesting.
如果你看约书亚记第五章十五节 ，which verse?
Joshua chapter 5, verse 15.
十五节对。
Now, there's so many. When you come from different cultures, you try to figure out.If God is part of your culture,
如果说你们从不同的文化背景来的时候，你们常常想这个神是不是你从你那个所信的神来的。
Some Africans think of God as a dark god.
所以有些非洲的来的，他会觉得他们的神是黑色的神。
Some of us picture God with a white beard.
所以有的人他们的神是有白胡子的。
I think verse 15 might say that God might be Chinese.
十五节，也许你们会觉得这神是
Because the captain of the Lord of hosts says to Joshua, "Remove your sandals."
因为这个神人跟他讲说，你把鞋子脱下。
And every time the group comes over to my house, they all take off their sandals.
每一次我们年轻人的到我家来，他们都自动把鞋子脱下来。
It comes from the Bible.
这是圣经的教训。
So we're to be consecrated for battle, and we're to recognize the battle is God's will. God wants you to face this issue. He doesn't want you to skirt around it. He wants you to have victory over it by faith.
所以当我们来征战的时候，我们必须要努力集中心力，因为神要我们征战得胜，因为是神的心意是如此。
And lastly,
最后
in Psalm chapter 44, the 44th Psalm,this is the last verse, and I want to tell you this. This is so very, very important.
这在最后，让我们来看诗篇四十四篇。
In Psalm 44, the choir sings this: "Thou with thine own hand, verse 2, didst drive out the nations. Thou didst plant Israel. Thou didst afflict the peoples. For by their own sword they did not possess the land.By their own arm they did not save them, but by thy right hand. God will defeat the stronghold in my life, your life, this church's life, in your family's life."
因为44篇说神啊，你在古时我们列祖的日子所行的事，我们亲耳听见了，我们的列祖也给我们述说过。你曾用手赶出外邦人，如栽培，却栽培了我们列祖；你苦待列邦，却叫我们列祖发达。因为他们不是靠自己的力刀剑得地土，也不是靠自己的膀臂得胜，乃是靠你的右手、你的膀臂和你脸上的亮光，因为你喜悦他们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
If there's an area in your life that you need real victory on, we just talk to the Lord about it right now.
如果说在你们生命中有些什么地方你实在需要靠主得胜，我想你们可以用这个时间自己向神说。
Maybe a secret sin that nobody knows except you and God.
也许这个罪是只有你跟神知道的，别人不知道。
And maybe it was sin that everyone in your family knows about.
或者这个罪是你家里面所有人都知道的。
But I want to give you the hope that Jesus Christ can destroy that Jericho.
但是我要给你们一个信心，就是耶稣基督可以把你们心中的耶利哥城打破。
It's not by might nor by power, but by Thy Spirit, says the Lord.
因为不是靠着力量，靠着强盛，而是靠神的话。
And I pray that you would recognize the awful reality of this stronghold's existence.
我要让你们知道说这个这样的坚固营垒在你们心中是现实，是实际的。
And by faith come, and by faith attack, and by faith destroy.
但是靠着信心，我们可以战胜，可以得胜，可以摧毁一切。
I pray this for this congregation, for each person, for myself, in the name of Jesus, Amen.
为会众每一个人，为我们自己，我们向主祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.